Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We talked about what businesses that you would like to be married in because the Dunkin' Donuts in Vegas is offering weddings. Got great comments from you on Facebook, and thanks for the calls, too.
Golden Corral.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea because you could go through the buffet line, and then at the end, there'd be the bride and the groom getting married.
Yeah.
And they've already got a chocolate fountain. You wouldn't have to rent one of them.
Exactly.
So I'm thinking KFC, and then whenever the bride and everybody walks out, you throw mashed potatoes.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea.
Without the gravy, just the
mashed
potatoes.
Okay, good, because that gravy would stain. Yeah, that'd make bad stuff. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right, thank y'all.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
It'd have to be Dave and Buster's.
Oh, daggum.
I'd have to have at least 6 shots in me to get married.
6 shots of what? Like the hard stuff or like some fruity mix kind of shot thing?
No, the hard stuff.
Tequila.
Oh, no. Jaeger.
Yeah. You want to be almost passed out when you say I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Dave and Buster's would be fun because then you got all those games to play.
Oh, yeah, it would.
That's a great idea.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Are you currently married?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, shoot, Tony. Sorry. I thought
I sound thrilled.
I should have known, right?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Anytime, guys. Y'all have a good day.
You too. We had a story that we fact-checked to make sure was real.
It is,
y'all. At Universal Studios in Orlando, there is a troll that farts glitter.
Farts glitter. Okay.
At Universal Orlando, they have a new naked glitter farting troll.
What?
Straight from the Trolls movie, a life-size costume character named Guy Diamond is now greeting visitors at the theme park in Orlando, Florida. He's naked.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got a butt. And glitter comes out of it.
What?
Quote, he's a party on 2 feet.
It's a naked troll that shoots glitter out of its dairy. Isn't that back there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
The reaction to the character has been really good, they say, who, by the way, again, toots glitter out of his naked butt in front of park guests.
And don't you know it sounds like a harp when he does it? Well, he raises a leg and then harp. And the glitter comes out.
Why does it have to be glitter? It could be something useful.
Yeah, they could use this at restaurants, like at the truck stop. If they had a cheese dispenser that was a, like, you know, you push and it comes out the troll's butt.
You'd be looking around, hey, where's that cheese cutter?
Yeah. And then you got the chili side over there where
you
can...
We brought you a brand new social media theater today.
Here it is.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Some social media theater. Of course, you knew there'd be some fun ones after the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know it.
Everybody hates the Patriots. Well, not everybody, but you know, a large majority of people hate the Patriots. Jimmy hates the Patriots.
Yeah, no kidding.
This comes from his timeline. Will is in there. I'll be playing Will and Mike. Teresa's in here, too. So, you ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Jimmy. Patriots suck.
Will. Well, you can say a lot of things about the Patriots, but they don't suck. They're 6-time Super Bowl champs.
Jimmy. Well, Brady sucks for sure.
Will. Dude, he's the only quarterback in history with 6 Super Bowl rings. Saying that he sucks just makes you sound ignorant.
Jimmy. It's my page. I get to say who sucks and who doesn't.
Mike, if I could get in here for just a second. I can understand frustration. Maybe you don't like the team's owner, Robert Kraft. Maybe you don't like Gillette Razor Blades. maybe you have a problem with the area of our country known as New England. All of those things can be a matter of opinion, but it makes no sense to criticize the most successful team or player in football history. Success that is proven through statistics, not opinion. What you're really saying is that you are tired of them winning so much.
Teresa, just leave Jimmy alone, please. He's been impossible to live with since the game ended. If he doesn't get to write things on the Facebook, then he is going to be walking around her house saying them out loud. I don't need that aggravation. It's just a game. I don't know who's worse, Jimmy or all of you that keep correcting him.
Will, technically it's all of you who keep correcting him, not that keep correcting him.
Teresa, don't you start correcting me. I'll come through this monitor and strangle you.
Jimmy, Patriots mascot looks stupid.
Mike, hey, there's an opinion judgment. I think we're making progress here.
Jimmy,
kiss my butt.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
And Matthew was looking for some advice for Ask Tony.
Glad to help.
He says, Dear Tony, I was hanging out with a female friend and she showed me a picture of herself that she hated because she thought her stomach looked big. Since I go to the gym a lot, she asked how to get rid of her little pouch. I thought I was being supportive by telling her all she needed to do was drop 5 pounds and she'd have the flat belly she wanted. The next day she informed me that it really hurt her feelings by telling her she needed to lose 5 pounds. She asked me. So I'm wondering, what should a guy do when a woman asks anything about her body? That is from Matthew. Well, Matthew, here's Tony.
Dear Matthew, I'm surprised this hurt her feelings. Most women like being told they're getting bigger. Heck, they love belches, and they love pulling her finger and smacking their fanny in the middle of church. Hey, next time tell her she has daddy issues. They love that one, Matthew. Heck no, you moron. You don't ever tell a woman that they need to lose weight. You tell women things that they want to hear. You tell them that they're beautiful, Matthew, like them early 80s Dodges. You tell them that they smell terrific, like new leather. You tell them there's nothing you would change about them. Not even if you could wish they had a smoking hot little sister that hung around in a bathing suit and bounced on trampolines a lot. Not even would you wish that on her. Women like hearing sweet things, Matthew, so in the future, try to think about what you say to a woman before you say it to them. Be more sensitive, Love, Tony.
Of course, we had a brand new word of the day for you.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Crappy pants. Crappy pants are special pants designed especially for crappy fishing. Crappy pants.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Tony got his guitar out and had the best country lyric never written.
Everybody sing along.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Let's ride a unicorn over a rainbow made of butterflies and through a cotton candy waterfall.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. And of course, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. This is just real good. When you do something nice, even if it's small, you never know who's watching. In this case, it happens to be well over 5 million people.
Wow.
There was an 89-year-old woman named Rose Greist, or Greist, and stopped at a gas station near Gainesville, Florida the other day, and she was having trouble getting back into her car because her legs were giving out on her.
Oh, poor gal.
Her husband David was there too, but he's 100 years old and couldn't help her much, so three young dudes dropped everything and stepped in to help.
There you go, gentlemen.
They got her to the car and caught her when she almost fell. Then they helped David with his walker, too. Cop who was there, of course, they've got their video rolling all the time. Caught it all on video. And then posted on Facebook. It's been viewed now over 5 million times. You may have seen it go by on Facebook or Twitter.
And way to set an example for other gentlemen that are watching you.
We only know their first names is Jock, Marty, and Freddie. They're all in their 20s-ish is what it looks like. Marty says he just kept thinking about what he'd want someone to do if this was his grandma who needed help.
That's right.
And you know what? That's a pretty good advice. If you treat everybody like they're your grandma, that the boy, the world would be a better place, wouldn't it?
That sweet lady next door.
Yeah.
Just a little help like that go a long way.
To Jock, Marty, and Freddie, y'all are real good. Well, that wraps up the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to share it with all your friends and listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. That's been In Case You Missed It.